Will you open your Bibles this morning with me, please, to chapter 14 of the book of the Revelation? Revelation chapter 14, verse 1, we read, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." We'll end our reading right there for the moment. May we remind you that chronologically, we are at the halfway mark in the tribulation period. Chapter 6 through 19 of the book of the Revelation have a description of this period. At the present time, we are in the age of grace. We are in the church age, when God is witnessing through the church, that is, the body of Christ. And the message is the message of the grace of God. This church age will come to an end when the Lord Jesus Christ takes the church out of the world, which is actually the next event on God's prophetic program, and is an undated event. As soon as the church is taken out of the world, the tribulation period will begin. We know from our study of the Scripture that the tribulation period will last for 7 years. It is called the tribulation because it is marked by the judgment of God. That judgment symbolized in the book of the Revelation by the opening of the seven sealed book and by the sounding of seven trumpets. We speak of the tribulation as a time of judgment. But even as we say that, we must not rule out the mercy of God, because we have learned in our study of God's Word that in judgment God remembers mercy. In Revelation chapter 7, we were introduced to a group of people who are going to be the representatives of God's mercy upon the earth during the first half of the tribulation period. It might be well for us to drop back to this chapter for just a moment, that you might refresh your minds about this particular thing. Remember, in Revelation chapter 1, we read, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees." Notice carefully now. "Till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." We learned, as we studied this chapter in detail, that 144,000 Jewish evangelists were sealed with a seal in their foreheads, which granted them divine protection as they preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will glance at verse 9 of Revelation chapter 7, you will know that their ministry was highly successful, because we read Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, people, and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I, John, said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white. So you see, the 144,000 Jewish evangelists were highly successful in the preaching of the gospel during the tribulation. Now, the tribulation is half gone. The 144,000 have finished their ministry, and here in Revelation chapter 14 are standing in the presence of God. Notice Revelation 14, verse 1, once again. John said, I looked, and lo, a Lamb, or more accurately, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. There are two Mount Zions in the Word of God. One of them is Mount Zion in Jerusalem on this earth, and the other is Mount Zion in heaven, described in Hebrews chapter 12. Will you turn with me there a moment to notice how God describes this Mount Zion in heaven, upon which I believe these 144,000 people were standing? God is addressing those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and his address is presented by way of contrast. In the earlier verses of chapter 12, he is speaking of Mount Sinai, from which the law was given, a mountain marked by thunder and by fire, a mountain marked by death. We have not come to that mountain, we are told, but in verse 22 we read, Ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. You see from these verses of Scripture, there is a place in the heavenly Jerusalem referred to as Mount Zion. It is the gathering place of the general assembly of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. I do not know what your church affiliation may be upon this earth, but I would encourage you to remember that the most important affiliation you could possibly have is the church that is described in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23, the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. Now, if you will go back to Revelation 14, you will notice once again that this is the place where the 144,000 are gathered together in heaven. Their work is finished. They stand in the presence of God. A careful comparison of Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 14 should convince any thinking person that this is the same group of people. In Revelation 14, there are seven things recorded about them that I would like for you to notice with me. But we will not have time to look at those seven things today. So I suggest that you read the rest of Revelation chapter 14, and when we meet together again round our radios, we'll discuss what is recorded about them.